This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Three Memphis EMTs are being fired over the death of Tyree Nichols. The Memphis Fire Department said the first responders violated multiple department policies. While they were at the scene earlier this month, the department said the EMTs responded to a call of a person pepper spray and they did not perform an adequate patient assessment beyond the pepper spray effects. Five Memphis police officers were fired and later charged with second-degree murder and Nichols' death during what started as a traffic stop. Another officer has been relieved of duty in the wake of the Tyree Nichols deadly beating. Jerry Barmash has more.
Memphis police say Preston Hemphill has been let go, although what role he played wasn't disclosed. Five other officers were fired and have been charged with second-degree murder for Nichols' death, but family attorney Ben Crump says it's not enough.
We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this sixth officer as well as others.
Hemphill's attorney says he's cooperating with officials but wasn't present at the scene. Nichols is set to be laid to rest on Wednesday. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Former President Trump is suing journalist Bob Woodward over interview recordings that Trump alleges were released without his permission. A lawsuit filed Monday in Florida notes the interviews were conducted during the last 2 years Trump was in office. In the suit, the former president said he consented to being recorded only for Woodward's 2020 book titled Rage. He claims the journalist broke a promise by later using the interviews for an audiobook. Trump is seeking nearly $50 million in damages. A growing number of Americans believe the government is the worst problem in the U.S. A new Gallup poll found 21% of Americans cited the government as the top issue in the country. The Federal Reserve kicks off a two-day meeting on Tuesday with word coming down Wednesday on the first anticipated interest rate hike of 2023. And while plenty of eyes will be on that announcement, Friday's monthly jobs report will also be the subject of much attention. That's set for release at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Cindy Williams, the actress who played the Shirley half of Laverne and Shirley, is dead. Williams gained fame in the sitcom that was at the top of the ratings in the mid-1970s. She starred opposite Penny Marshall, who died in 2018. Williams was 75 years old and died at her home in Los Angeles. The Biden administration is set to end two emergencies related to the COVID-19 pandemic on May 11th. On Monday, the White House informed Congress that both the national emergency and public health emergency will come to a close, ending most of the COVID relief money. This comes after the World Health Organization said this week that the pandemic is at a transition point. At least 10 people are injured in Central Florida after a drive-by shooting in the neighborhood on Monday. Police in Lakeland report two have critical injuries and the rest have non-life-threatening injuries in what's believed to be a targeted attack. NFL teams will have more money to spend ahead of next season. That's because the salary cap is increasing to a new record of $224.8 million. That's a more than $16 million bump from this season. Teams have until mid-March to make sure they come in under the cap. The Biden administration has stopped work on the border wall, but Texas is continuing construction. Texas Governor Greg Abbott admits it's not cheap, costing about $25 million per mile. He spoke today in the border town of San Benito, where another section is being erected.
We have accelerated that process of acquiring the land rights, and now we're able to be able to build even more wall.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.